Welcome to the Wise Money Show with Garwin and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial. Get your questions ready and send them to wisemoney@klbbradio.com. Questions about finances, long-term care, insurance, and everything that goes along with preparing for the next phase of your life. Gar and Leanne Lenander have the answer. Email your questions to wisemoney@klbbradio.com or visit them online at wisemoney-klbb.com. That's wisemoney-klbb.com. And now it's Wise Money on KLBB with Gar and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial Services.
Welcome to the Wise Money Show. This is Leanne and Garwin Lenander. We're going to talk this morning about retirement. We get a lot of questions about that. Should I retire? May I retire? When should I retire? What is the best time to retire? There's a lot of questions that go into that, and frankly, there are no perfect answers. But there's some things that we think that you probably should be thinking about if you're going to pull the plug, walk away from your job, and totally rely on your Social Security, your income, and whatever other assets you've squirreled away for the rest of your life. So, Leanne, where should we start if we're going to think about retiring?
First of all, think about what is your view of retirement. What do you picture retirement to do for you, and what do you expect to do in retirement? One of the main questions is when you want to retire, what age do you want to retire at? Now, when we look at that, a lot depends upon your background, because my folks would have worked forever. They enjoyed it. But my dad had an accident, and therefore he had to retire earlier. And when you see the farmers, they keep working, and retirement isn't something they even think about until much later in life.
Well, we are prime examples. We are over 60.
Just don't go any further.
No, I won't go any further. And we are still working, and we enjoy what we're doing, and we're going to continue to work for a while.
The Investor's Business Daily is a paper, really, that I read on a daily basis. And it's interesting because so many of the people that they talk about in the Investor's Business Daily are people who are still working. One fellow today that they had discussed was someone who is 100 years old and just had his last patent. And they also referred to a couple other people that were in their 90s, going into close to 100, and they were still working because they enjoyed it. They knew what they were doing. They still felt good about what they were doing, and they didn't have a need or a desire to retire at this point in time.
If you enjoy what you're doing, it does not work. And I find it being raised on a dairy farm and spent one summer working on an asphalt crew, doing what I'm doing is not work. This is enjoyable. And I know Leanne enjoys what she's doing. So let's continue on a little bit, Leanne.
Well, first of all, you have to decide when you want to retire. You may want to retire because of your job. You may want to retire because you haven't done a lot of traveling. You want to do that. So like we said, when, what age do you want to retire? And then you have to look at something considered very, very important. What is your income going to be? Where is that income going to come from? What is going to support that retirement?
This is the big bugaboo. This is where the people get tripped up so often, is they really don't have a handle on their income. Yes, I'm going to get Social Security. Yes, I'm going to get some pension, perhaps. Yes, I've got some IRA money. But what is that going to generate? And if it's amazing that people who say, well, I'm not going to need anywhere near what I'm earning today, that's not true.
In some cases, it is true.
It's some true, but most times, no.
Because there are some things that you have to think about. One of the big expenses are going to be the health care costs. So you better be sure that you can cover health care costs.
Well, let's stop there a moment, Leanne. What do you include in health care costs?
Long-term care. That's a big, big bugaboo.
That's a big bugaboo. This is the thing that drives many people into poverty, is a serious health care crisis.
So you have to cover all of these different expenses, including that health care.
Now, we didn't say you had to buy health long-term care insurance, but you need to have assets available in case there's going to be. If you live long enough, you will have a health care crisis. It is statistically 100% if you live long enough. It's going to be there. And so where's the money going to come from?
The other thing you have to look at is the family dynamics. Are you in a situation where you are also dealing with elderly parents, so you're in kind of a sandwich generation, and so you are thinking about retirement. You probably have kids that are off at college, and you're looking forward to the day that they're done.
And they still got their hand in your pocket, yes.
Yeah, right now. And then, of course, you look at the fact maybe you're involved with your parents, and so there's some expenses that you're incurring there. But not only that, those are very personal things that are happening, and it's very difficult to have your mind on all of these different things. And dealing with your parents, dealing with your kids, dealing with your own thoughts of retirement and your expenses, you have to take all of these things into consideration when you make that decision about retiring.
And this is not a quick decision to be made. This is a, frankly, you ought to be thinking about this for 3 to 6 months. What's going to happen? The big thing is, where's my money going to come from?
Well, not only that, but where do you want to go and what do you want to do? Because if you're not planning to do any traveling or anything like that, it's one thing. But if you are planning to do a lot of traveling, you've got to think about where the income is going to come from. Now, it can come from a lot of different areas. For instance, you mentioned pension. Social Security.
Right, those are the two big ones probably, although a lot of people are not getting pensions anymore, but those people who have been working for the bigger companies who are now getting close to retirement are still going to get some pension. Most of them are still going to get a pension and your Social Security. But the other question in Social Security is, when do I start my Social Security? Do I start it as quick as I can, or do I defer it? Defer it and defer it.
Which they are suggesting more and more, because the longer you defer it, especially to age 70, you're going to find that the longer you defer it, the more income you're going to get.
You're getting about an 8% raise every year by deferring over 62. So that is that's very, very important, is do I have to take? Now, occasionally some people say, I have to take it. Well, then you have to take it. But you should defer it as long as you can to get that income up, because if the longer you live, that income is going to be very gracious in your pocket rather than, boy, I wish I wouldn't have taken it so quick.
There are some other things to take into consideration, too, with the Social Security and deferring it. One spouse might defer it, the other spouse might not. So, therefore, you have to look at that kind of a situation. So, it's very good thinking to consider those two things, and also you might have to go to the Social Security Administration and actually sit down and talk to them.
And that's very beneficial, but you can get your numbers. There are other ways to get those retirement numbers without going down there, but yes, it's very important that you do that right or properly so that you max out your income for as long as you can get it.
Next, you have to look at your other retirement plans. You look at your 401ks, you look at your IRAs, you look at any maybe simple plans, anything that you have that you've already got sitting there that are deferred accounts. When you pull money from those accounts, you may have to pay taxes on it, so taxes are another thing you have to consider. So you have to look at your retirement plans. You might take a systematic withdrawal from one plan and let the other one grow. So there's different ways to adjust that. And you have to look at your investments that you have out there beyond the retirement, beyond the Social Security and pension. You look at your other accounts, your stocks, which can give you dividends, your bonds, which can give you interest, your mutual funds, which can give one or two or both of those, your exchange-traded funds, one of the things out there that you need to think about is something, in this case, too, like your annuities and like your life insurance. Now, a lot of people don't think of life insurance except for a death benefit, but there is another reason you can look at life insurance, and it's a special kind of life insurance, not the kind that is simply paying just the death benefit.
If you've got cash value in your life insurance, that's another place to tap for income. Because that income, you can probably get some of that out of there tax-free. So you might want to look at if you've got cash value life insurance. A lot of people don't have any, but that is an availability.
Now, when you have cash value life insurance, if you're not taking that cash value out and you don't think you need it, then you don't have to worry about the fact that if something happens to you, you can go ahead then and pass it on to the other family members.
Right. The death benefit comes in income tax free. So that's very, very important. But there's one other place to get a little money, and this is something that people don't like to think about, but if you've got a cabin or property, maybe you've got a place in Florida or Arizona or something, and you might say, well, I'm not sure I can retire. Well, sell that. You've got some assets there. Sell it.
And if the kids like it, let them buy it.
Let them buy it. Don't just give it to them. Make them buy it. Because if they want it that bad, let them come up with some money. That's very important that you have enough money to live. One of the things that I get kind of upset with my clients and prospects are is, oh, I want to give something to my children.
Well, gifting can be a very, very good thing, but don't forget to take care of yourself.
First, number one is mama and papa, and making certain that there is enough money or are enough assets to take care of you. If you live into the 90s, you've got to have money. And if you've given it away, it's gone. I just absolutely guarantee it's gone.
So you have to look at all these different options. And one other option, which we have not mentioned yet, you mentioned sale of the cabin, is the reverse mortgage.
And that is taking assets out of your present home. Now, that's a kind of a laborious task because you've got to go through some steps. But if you've got a home and you've got assets in that home, you can pull cash out of that. And you can pull a lot of cash out of there. And, well, if I do that, I don't own the home. Not true. You don't lose control of the home. When you die, they will sell the home, and all the monies that are excess of what you borrowed out of it or taken out of it are given off to your beneficiaries. So you don't lose your control of the home. You still got to pay your taxes and the upkeep of the home, but you can take income out. And that's very, very important. It doesn't fit everybody. It's not for everybody. But where the people have a need for it, it's really very, very nice.
I know that a lot of people have looked at this option and they're very confused by some of the things that they are getting back.
It is confusing.
In response. And so you have to delve into this very, very carefully. I have had clients who have chosen that, and it's worked out very, very well for them because they had to go through a program telling them how it was that they could go ahead and do a reverse mortgage and follow the specific steps. And there are specific steps, and they will educate you. So it is something that is an important option for you, the individual who owns that home and would like to stay there and still retire.
Now, let's go back to what our original premise was. Don't jump into retirement without planning for it. It's something that takes some time. If you need some assistance, there are people there who can give you assistance. Take your time. Do your planning. Talk to some people. Make certain this is what you want to do when you want to do it. Now, I know sometimes you have a job you just hate. You got to get out. Yeah, those things do happen.
There are other options, possibly.
but don't do it too quickly. We're running out of time. We want to thank you for being with us this morning on the Wise Money Show. You got questions, give us a call at 651-436-3997.
Or 651-365-5000. Thank you for being with us on the Wise Money Show.